Fans, the NBA playoffs are on their way. But before they begin, it's the NBA play-in tournament.
Winner advances, the loser goes home.
Four teams vying for the last two spots in each conference.
Curry, bang!
Some teams will get in.
Do or die.
Others, they're coming up short.
Forget about X's and O's. Who wants it more?
It's now or never. The playoffs are calling. But first, you got to win to get in.
Shoot.
The NBA play-in tournament begins April 11th on ESPN and TNT.
92% of households that join Peloton early in the year are still active a year later.
Yeah, if you like cycling to EDM.
Not just EDM. Try cycling to Broadway hits, take a scenic hike in Iceland on our treadmill, or row to some 80s jams.
Because I have so much free time.
Whether you have 30 minutes or just 5, Peloton can fit any schedule. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton tread, row, or bikes risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Today, I will read from an essay about an encounter that is becoming all too common here in my corner of the world. I'm finding that homelessness and all its fallout is becoming effectively a part of everyone's life. Twice in the past week, in the city I live in, I have had incidents that are not only disturbing but scary. In one instance, I was rushing trying to renew my driver's license, and a woman was begging for money, for food. This is not uncommon anymore. But then I went to my local dollar store and a man was begging a man as he was coming out of the store for money for food. Again, it has become an unfortunate way of life. But this man did not stop with the one person. He followed me to my car and kept trying to get my attention. And when that failed, he went on to the next person who was sitting in his car. This not only makes me sad, but scared. People become desperate, either for actual need for food, to feed an addiction, or to self-medicate mental illness. And when they can no longer do so, they lash out. Many people think that the problem can be contained in certain neighborhoods. Not so fast, I say. The presence of those people may not be in your neighborhoods, but things like disease may have a wider spread than most people can imagine. I do believe the right for human beings to have choices and be treated humanely, but there are people that need to have mental health services, medical services, and even substance abuse services, even when they don't want them. It's not a moral choice, but one that is based on safety and the well-being of society as a whole. I cannot see how someone who is mentally ill or too addicted to substances have the right to walk around ill with spreadable diseases because that is their right. This to me says that there is a lack of balance. I know I now walk around looking over my shoulder as if I have a reason or have done something to be chased. I believe such a level of high alert is a necessary part of my daily survival. And yet I do not live in a country that is at war of any kind. The freedom we all enjoy in this country has now become a burden, as others have the right to choose to do things that cause overall harm to others just because they have the right to choose to do so, either willingly or unknowingly. Remember, life is for the living. Live it. Till next time, stay well.